if somebody asks you to go somewhere with them and you're not sure whether you want to go, you might say, well, I don't know. You're not sure whether you want to go or not. How would you tell him that? I'm not sure. I don't know.
I'm not.
Start, I don't know.
I don't know whether I want to go or not.
Okay.
With that.
And if you, yes ma'am, if you have a very sick friend, and he's not likely to get any better. If somebody asks you how he's getting along, you might say, well, it seems to me something he won't pull through. What would you put in there? It seems to me
that he's real low down.
Okay. If you were asked to go somewhere, and your grandchildren were here, and you don't want to go without them, you might say, well, I won't go, blank, the children go too. What word would you put in there? I won't go.
Unless the children goes.
Okay. And if you were cleaning around things out in the yard, and the grandchildren were here, and they were just sitting out there maybe, and you, after you finish, you might say, why did you sit around
and
blank
not
helping?
Help me?
Okay, and why?
With that, and not helping.
Okay. What about a man is or a woman is funny, and you really enjoy her, and you say, I like her.
She's fun.
Okay. The names of the name of the largest Protestant church in the South is the, what's the biggest church here in town? Most members, I mean.
The Missionary Baptist.
Okay. So the, without the missionary, you would just say the what church?
Baptist.
And if two people become members of a church, you say they what?
Join.
They join the...
The church.
Okay. And in church, you pray to... To whom? You pray to...
To God.
And the preacher generally preaches a...
Sermon.
And one person might say, I go to hear the sermon, but another man might say, well, I really don't care anything about the sermon. I just go to hear the... Or you might say the choir and the organist provided really good
music.
And in describing the music, you might say that music was really
beautiful.
And if you were trying to get to Nashville, and you were trying to be there maybe to get your hair fixed at 2 o'clock, and you have a flat tire and you have to stop and get it fixed, and you say, well, or let's say you were going to church there, that would be a better way to get what I'm trying to get here. Church will be over what? I get there. Church will
before
be over.
Before I get there.
Okay. And the opposite of God is the...
Christ?
No, the opposite. You know, like God is in heaven.
Oh, the devil?
And how would you say to somebody, if it's not just terribly cold, but just a bit, you might say, well, you better put a sweater on. It's getting...
Cold?
All right, it's getting something chilly. How would you put
colder?
A word in there? It's getting blank chilly.
It's colder. Getting,
okay, but if you're going to put the word chilly out at the end,
oh,
it's getting chilly. You know, just maybe a little bit. How would you say that? It's getting something cold, or it's getting something chilly. Not terribly, but
It's getting chilly.
Okay, but I want you to qualify it a little bit, not just to say it's getting cold or it's getting chilly. If it's just something to mean just a bit, maybe. How would you say it to mean? Well, better put a sweater on. It's getting
cooler.
Okay, or would you ever say it's getting sort of kind of, or rather, or a bit? Put one of those words in there. It's put a sweater on. It's
getting kind of chilly.
All right, and if somebody is trying to get you to go somewhere and you don't want to go, and you'll say, well, I'll go if you insist, but I'd
rather not.
Okay.